Hi, I'm Anderson Silver, author of the books Your User's Manual and Volume 2, Your Duality Within. Life is difficult, isn't it? And in today's hyper-connected modern day, it just seems like it's harder than ever before, doesn't it? Well, I'm here to tell you it really doesn't have to be that way. With a little help and guidance from ancient Stoic philosophers, you really can attain an anxiety-free and purposeful life. How do I know? Thanks to Stoicism, I'm one such person who turned his life around, and I'm here to share some of that ancient wisdom with you. Welcome to Stoicism for a Better Life.
Good morning. Tuesday, March 12th. It's about 6:45-ish. Because of the time change, I guess it's not so bad. Many people are up early, but this is usually when I get my day started. Well, earlier, maybe around 5 a.m. But anyways, not here to talk about my morning routine. What the hell am I here to talk about? I committed to answering a few personal questions. There's a lot of them, so I'm only going to answer two in the order I received them. Favorite ice cream? Vanilla. Not because I'm stoic. I like things that are plain. No, I think vanilla's bomb ass, man. It's just, vanilla, sugar, simple, plain, cold. Then you get to focus more on the texture of the ice cream. I don't know. So it's vanilla. Favorite movie? That's a tough one. I'm just going to go with the one I've watched the most. That's given me most comfort. Master and Commander. But, I'm not a movie buff, but I enjoy a lot of movies. Anyways, that's the personal stuff done. In terms of questions, I'm answering them individually because there's a lot of them, dude. So I appreciate it. Keep them coming. I'm answering each and every one of you, as you know. You're welcome. You're welcome. But what do I want to talk about today? You get this advice, you read the books, you listen to podcasts, you journal, you meditate, and you feel like you're doing all the right stoic moves. And yet the world still fucks you over. And you're like, what the hell? I'm doing all this work and I still feel pain. Something doesn't compute. What am I doing wrong? You ask yourself. Or you lose motivation because you're like, well, clearly I'm doing it wrong because I still feel pain. So the topic today is to remind you or explain to you, in my experience of over a decade of being a Procopton, what Stoicism actually brings into your life. And it's not a removal of pain. Nothing can do that. Nothing can change your externals. This body, this vessel that we're in, is going to feel the angst and anxieties and consternations that it does. Perhaps we can slightly change our attitude, which means we're going to be less resistant to what's happening externally, which would then slightly reduce the pain we're feeling. But that's the extent of it. Beyond that, Stoicism is not going to remove the pain that is in our lives. So why do we go through all of this? Well, exactly, precisely for that little bit of an attitude change. Because that little bit of an attitude change internally, although externally it won't have much of an effect, internally, it's a monumental change, guys. It's a monumental change. And it doesn't take long. It could be a moment. It could be an hour. It could be a day. But it's not something you have to do for, a year before you start seeing results. It's not like going to the gym where you have to wait a couple of months before you physically see results on your body. Stoic practices will give you a peace of mind in your thoughts and judgments. And it goes both ways. It's not just about just when things are bad. When things are good as well, Stoicism can help keep us in equanimity, meaning in a balanced state. So where does Stoic strength come from? It's not from not feeling pain. It's from opposing whatever is happening externally with an equally balanced opposite internal dialogue, I guess, if I can put it that way. And it, again, applies to happiness as well. If I'm feeling super joy and elated, well, I use the exact same Stoic practices to remind myself, this isn't actually life. This isn't what I'm aiming for. This is impossible to sustain. It's a nice little boost of dopamine, I guess, but it's going to pass. I probably won't feel joy or happiness over this by the end of the day or tomorrow or by the end of the week. So I try to remind myself not to lean into those pleasures too much. And I just accept what's good as a temporary passenger passing by. It's a different experience. but it's not permanent. So it is with pain. When I'm feeling like I am today, and fuck, man, every day feels like it's just a struggle. Like a struggle, man. Work is really wearing me down. But I remind myself that work is not me. This too shall pass, one way or another. I don't have to have plans to make it pass. I just have to remind myself that it's not permanent. So don't dwell on it as much as you're dwelling on it. It doesn't mean that I won't feel pain. Oh, fuck, I'll feel pain. I feel depressed, whatever, whatever. But if I can counter that conversation within, at least I won't feel like life is overwhelming, the world is over, I can't do anything. It's the proverbial second arrow that Seneca teaches us about. You know, you might feel pain, fine, but don't shoot yourself with a second arrow by causing consternation and hoping and wishing that you weren't feeling that pain. That we can control. The first pain, the first arrow, we can't. We have to deal with it. We have to pull it out and it's going to suck. Anyways, that's what Stoicism has given me in my experience. This is what Stoicism can give from my understanding. If anyone tells you otherwise, I encourage you to try out their tips and techniques. But, you know, whether it's Buddhism or Stoicism, the best we can hope for is having a conversation within that's an equanimity, not to lean too much into one thing or the other, but to always balance it out. All right, that's all I got for you today. You guys have a good one. Remember, I'm rooting for you. Life is hard, but I am rooting for you. Keep going, my friends.
Remember, virtue is not about perfection, but about trying your best. No matter how big or small that effort might be, just keep working on improving yourself, and by definition, you will be virtuous. Check out my articles and other podcasts. Hey, they just might help you on your journey of self-improvement. You can access them all on patreon.com/AndersonSilver. Follow the page to receive notifications of all my new content, and all of this is absolutely free, of course. I wish you all a productive and tranquil week, and remember, we're all in it together, and we're all rooting for each other.